For all our differences, we have one thing in common, our end. We do our best to ignore it and rarely discuss it. But Pastor Xavier Reese considers the simple truths about death, and we discover that it's not the end of our story, but the beginning of a new, better chapter.
Arthur Brisbane once pictured a crowd of grieving caterpillars carrying the corpse of Cancun into its final resting place. The poor, distressed caterpillars, clad in black raiment, were weeping, and all the while the beautiful butterfly fluttered happily above. He much admired of the earth, forever freed from the earthly shell, he says. Needless to say, Brisbane had the average Orthodox funeral in mind, and sought to convey the idea that when our loved ones pass, it is foolish to remember only the cocoon and concentrate our attention on the remains while forgetting the bright butterfly. That loved one who's been incapacitated through a stroke, the minute they give up their last breath, they're whole, if they know Jesus Christ. Remember that song, "If You Can Only See Me Now"? Dancing before the Lord. Paul reveals this to the believer, that the believer is present with the Lord the minute they die. 2 Corinthians 5:1-8. In verse 1, he says we have two houses, the earthly house, this tent, and a building from God, eternal in the heavens. In verse 2, he says we desire and groan to be clothed with our abode from heaven, the eternal house. Then in verse 6 of 2 Corinthians 5, it says, we are always confident we are that if we're in our body, we are absent from the Lord. So right now, you and I are here. So we're absent from the Lord because we're in this tent. We are confident, well pleased rather, to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord, leaving the body behind in the grave. Verse 8. So if I die today, they're going to put this carcass in the grave. But I'm going to be instantly present before the Lord. Now, the Apostle Paul discussed the resurrection of the body in great detail as he wrote to the Corinthians, because they were denying the physical resurrection, as you know. In 1 Corinthians 15, from 35 to 49, let me just give you some of the things that are there. Paul showed that there was a relationship of the old body, but not a resemblance in verse 35 through 38. In other words, he talks about taking a seed and planting it, okay? And then something comes up, right? Now, what you plant is not what comes up. You've gone to Home Depot, you get a bulb. Do you look at that bulb and say, oh, what a beautiful bulb? It's ugly compared to what's going to be raised. And so I put that bulb in the ground, it's ugly. All of a sudden I get a flower. But when you look at that bulb, you're not looking at the flower. You're looking at the ugly bulb. Great illustration that nobody ever missed when Paul used it. Paul said it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body in verse 44. Paul proclaimed it will be like the body of Christ, glorified, verse 45 through 49.
You've been listening to Simple Truths with Pastor Xavier Reese, a daily devotional of the enriching and precious truths found in God's Word. We appreciate you listening each weekday at this time, but you can hear this program again by following the radio listings link at calvarychapelpasadena.com. For more on the other ministries at Calvary Chapel Pasadena, visit our website. There you'll find information about weekly events, Pastor Xavier's messages, even online booklets in English and Spanish. It's all at calvarychapelpasadena.com. Simple Truths is a radio ministry of Calvary Chapel Pasadena.